WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on ABC the Civic News, Media app.
I'm Mike DeBusky. Unrelenting triple-digit temperatures leading to more heat-related deaths and injuries. Search and rescue teams in Los Angeles County are now urging people to file hiking plans due to the heat.
Even up in the mountains outside of L.A., temperatures have been in the mid-90s and much hotter than that down lower. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department is now asking anyone going hiking to fill out a hiking worksheet with the day's plan and to leave it with a friend or a loved one to help rescuers look for them. Dr. Eric Snyder says altitude and lack of water and the heat become critical quickly when stranded.
Remaining in that environment will lead to death.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
High temperatures continue in Greece, where the heat wave is not letting up. The country also dealing with wildfires. Two pilots battling the fires were killed when their plane crashed on a Greek island. The Teamsters Union, representing more than 340,000 UPS union members, announcing they've reached a tentative contract deal. This is ABC News. The days-long search at the home of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman is complete. Suffolk County District Attorney Robert Tierney.
I would say that we have obtained a massive amount of material, which all of which has to be cataloged and analyzed, and it's going to take quite some time.
Huerman pleaded not guilty to murdering three women. His next court date is August 1st. Many private health insurance companies don't offer the same coverage for mental health as they do for physical problems. Later today, President Biden will announce plans to change that.
The new rule announced by the Biden administration today will attempt to enforce compliance from insurers with the 2008 law that already requires equality between the way insurers cover mental health and physical health. The rule will undergo a 60-day public comment period before implementation, so its effects are at least 2 months away. Karen Travers, ABC News.
Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Former Burnett County DA Daniel Steffen will spend a year and a half in prison after a St. Croix County jury found him guilty of three counts of representations depicting nudity. According to the criminal complaint, Steffen filmed sexual activity with himself and two different victims at his home in Polk County in 2018. The victims didn't know they were being filmed. One of the victims was being charged by the Burnett County DA's office when the activity happened. After his prison time is up, Steffen will also have 2 years of extended supervision and 4 years of probation. The person hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake or east of St. Croix Falls Sunday afternoon has died. The State Patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person, 83-year-old Kenneth Golden of Amory, being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. On Monday, the State Patrol said Golden died due to those injuries. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
With the end of summer just around the corner, make sure to enjoy it at Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Go to AmoryTheater.com to see all the current movie showings and to rent out the theater. Amory Theater and Coffee Bar, open Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Thursday to Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome!
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to hour number two. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the great Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board. It is Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2023. It is Tuesday. It is the 2 o'clock hour, and that means one thing. Time for Tuesday Tangents with one and only Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Better now that you're here. Better now that you're here.
That's too kind of you to say.
It makes me. I have to apologize on the air because, as you are beginning to learn about me after working together for 9, 10 months, whatever it's been, I am a creature of habit. I like things consistent, at least in my personal life, and I don't do well when things get discombobulated. I need some recombobulation from Dan Schaefer, don't we all?
And that'll come tomorrow on town call.
See, and I apologize on social for not promoting.
No
Tuesday
worries.
Tangents.
My Tuesday was a little busy, so I don't even think I got onto the socials to see. Yeah. So it's okay.
I'm not myself yet. I got to get back into a routine.
There's been a couple
space.
Of things, you know, right? Discombobulating us. We're here. You're on StreamYard. We've got the brand new studios here on State Street. There's a lot going on here for the Todd Albaugh Show and for Civic Media as a whole.
There's a lot going on, but it's fun.
Yeah,
and I think little by little, the upgrades are making a difference. And we've been covering the EAA convention on Mino and the Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific new morning show for the Fox Valley. Half a million people heading to the Fox Valley for EAA this week.
Went through there on this weekend.
Yeah,
I was coming back from Shawano and I drove by the grounds, and it was the busiest road. What is that? 26 between
Rosendale.
Rosendale.
You cut through Rosendale. Yeah, yeah.
That was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine this week.
I did not get a ticket, but just busy, congested. Busy. Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
Congested like my
and everything,
nostrils
too.
In springtime. Just crazy.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. We're covering that. We've got the Brewers. Right now, we're getting ramped up. There's going to be the Packers joining the Civic Media Network on our WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin out of Racine and Kenosha. So the Badgers football season, we're going to be covering the Badgers on several different Civic Media stations. It's a very exciting time right now, Todd.
And we're going to talk about all this on the other side of the break. But right now, the keeper of the Milwaukee Brewer tickets, you can hear the Brewers on WISS and Oshkosh and WRCE News in the Center. Oshkosh Air Support Nosh. Gosh, news from the Center of Richland Center all season long. Mr. Luke Mathers is the keeper of all the tickets. He keeps them sealed in a mayonnaise jar under Funkenwaggle's porch, and they've been there since noon. And Mr. Mathers, you have brought 4 more tickets.
Yeah.
For tonight's game.
You're having such a good success. My mess up, my sleep. We've had a little bit of ticket exhaustion almost here. We've got all the Brewers tickets. We're also giving away right now. Civic Media is giving away State Fair tickets. We're also doing a ton of giveaways with the Civic Pints Challenge right now. So if you donate blood between now and we've extended the deadline to August 15th.
Nice.
If you give blood between now and then, you're entered to win some excellent prizes as well. So again, a lot going on here across the Civic Media Network, but we kind of had some extra tickets to make sure that we wanted to send some listeners to the game tonight. So we got 4 more Brewers tickets for tonight's game, a game and a half ahead of the Cincinnati Reds. They're in town. If you want to go, what are we doing, Todd?
Caller number five.
Caller number five. If you want to go to the game tonight.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We'll take caller number five. Mr. Zomers is standing by. You have to be able to go tonight. First pitch at 7:10. And you cannot have won in the last calendar month.
Correct.
And you have to have a smartphone because, contrary to Todd's goofiness, the tickets are actually electronic. Not our decision, the Brewers. So you have to have a smartphone.
It's one of those lingering COVID things. Yes. Everybody switched to ticketless, paperless, not ticketless. Right. You still get the tickets, but paperless during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Let's just pick up the phone. We don't have to screen it, Mr. Zomers. Just put them through. I'll tell what number they are. Hello, welcome to the Todd Allball Show. You are caller number one. Thank you for calling. Keep calling. You might be caller number five. So you are caller number one. Thanks for calling. We are waiting now for caller number two, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Wouldn't it be fantastic if it was the same person that called five times?
No, that defeats the purpose. That's like ballot harvesting or something, Todd. Come on. Come on. But it is exciting time right now. The Brewers going with one of their top prospects getting called up this weekend, Sal Frelick. Doing a tremendous job, hitting his first major league home run last night. Like, those are the things that you get to experience by going to American Family Field and watching the first place Brewers play some baseball tonight.
And these are not your average seats. These are club level seats. They're padded. You got the bathroom right outside the area you sit in, kind of a concession stand just for the club level. And during the seventh inning stretch, they come down and they do a pole dance.
No, they don't, Todd. I still am confused at where you're going for this experience, but it is not these. They're family friendly seats,
yes,
Todd.
Yes, of course. They're family friendly. We've had caller number two. We're waiting for caller number five. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers is taking caller number three. This reminds me back at the old Richland roller rink where they'd do... You ever go roller skating as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd say, all skate, everybody all skate. or couple skate. Boy ask girl, or girl ask boy.
I believe that was caller number four right there, too. So it sounds like during this break, we're going to get caller number five.
All right, state, if you're calling, hold on. We're going to take your call on the other side because you are going to be the winner. Also, stay with us. We have a cut from Sal Frelick as well, talking about his big first home run in the major leagues, all that. And Mr. Luke Mathers on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Pursuing Milwaukee Brewer baseball wins, wherever it may lead. This is the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. It is Tuesday Tangents, along with our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers. Mr. Zomer's on the board. Mr. Mathers, in his graciousness, has brought us four more tickets for tonight's game. The Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Cincinnati Reds in a big NL Central matchup at AmFam Field. We have four tickets in the club-level section, and the next caller wins them. Nancy in Verona, congrats. You win the tickets.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Absolutely. I have a 96-year-old mother that's going to be really excited. She's such a fan.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. That's great. Well, for the first pitch tonight, it's at 7:10, and these are fantastic seats. They're padded. You can see right into the Brewers dugout. You're going to love the game. Are you listening to us on WMDX or over the Civic Media app?
WMGX.
Very good. Very good. WMDX here in Madison, Wisconsin, our kind of our home station. You can hear us on 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And, of course, you can listen to the Brewers all season long over in Oshkosh on Oshkosh Air Support. The Big 1100 on the AM side and 98.3 on the FM side, or in the southwest part of the state, my home stomping grounds, WRCE. News from the center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. We appreciate you, Nancy, listening to us here in Madison. Thank you so much. You and your mom and whoever else you take, enjoy the game tonight. Should be a big one. Hang on to the line now. Don't go anywhere. And Mr. Zomers will take your contact information, including your email, so we can email those tickets to you off the air, okay? All right. Very good. Nancy and Verona. I love making people happy, Luke.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward for Nancy to get the chance to experience the Civic Media seats. And it's something that you're going to want to stay tuned to Civic Media all summer long. This Brewer season is a fun one. And if you are listening to your favorite Civic Media products, you can get a chance to win some tickets to some Brewers games.
You never know what could happen.
Yeah.
So you got to tune in every day to each program, because you may just wake up. You're kind of like the Pope. You appear from the window and you bless us with these tickets.
I try to send them out ahead of time. I try to be better than just appearing out of nowhere. But
No, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying, it's lovely.
And a message pops up in your inbox saying, hey, we've got some tickets to give away.
That's right. It makes my day.
We're going to have another free ticket Friday for State Fair as well. So if you want a chance to go to the Wisconsin State Fair on us, you're going to want to be listening to Civic Media programming all Friday long. You'll have some chance to call in and win some free ticket Friday for the State Fair tickets.
Have you been there?
Have I been to the State Fair?
Yeah.
I grew up in the Milwaukee area. My brother's house is... You've never been to the State Fair, Aaron?
I feel like we talked about this. I haven't been to the State Fair.
I want to do a show from the State Fair, because I want to do like cream puffs. My favorite part of the State Fair...
I don't like cream puffs, though.
Really?
Yeah.
How can you not like a cream puff?
I don't like whipped cream all that much. Anyways, so
I've had some... I've only had, I think, like two cream puffs, and it was okay, because it was like... I'm not necessarily... Okay, let me back up a little bit. How I would describe the cream puff I had was if you took paper, but it's pastry, and then whipped cream in the middle. So you have a ball of paper with whipped cream in the middle, and it's mostly air.
It is light, but these are delicious delicacies prepared by the fine folks at the Wisconsin State Fair.
No, I haven't had those.
Wisconsin dairy products. That's what it's about, promoting the dairy producers of Wisconsin, you understand?
Oh, yeah, and they do a terrific job, and there's more for everybody else to eat, because I choose to abstain.
if it's not that, what's your favorite part of the State Fair?
State Fair is probably the fried food. That's really? I like the fried food. The deep fried olives on a stick, they're really? Like cheese filled, and they're green, like giant green stuffed olives.
See, I do love myself a green olive.
Yeah, and they're deep fried to deliciousness. Those are terrific ones. I love the milk booth. I always...
Okay.
It used to be, what, a quarter? I think it's like 50 cents something now, like that, 75 yeah. cents for a cup, which is fine. It's still a good deal. But I love like the root beer flavored milk. That's a good one that you can usually only get at the fair. What else is on the to-do list at State Fair? I love the pork chop sandwiches. Mm. Always good roast corn. I go into food coma practically when I'm there. It's anything but the cream puff, really, or the cotton candy lemonade. I'm not doing the cotton candy lemonade.
I was just going to ask you about that one.
William Walter's going to try to get me to drink it, and I don't want it, and I'm not going to do it. It looks like just it looks too sugary. You got to be careful. You got to pace yourself at the State
Fair. Try anything once, and if it kills you, try it again.
How does that work?
I don't know. And a friend, when you say that all the time, I love the pavilion where you go in and it's like the Ginsu knife guy or the Sham Wow guy. I love all the live
the expo center,
live performance. Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
You can get the big pickles there. Mm-hmm. I love a good caramel apple you can get. They've got the Wisconsin grilled cheese booth.
Yeah,
you got Cedar Crest ice cream. You got a ton of Wisconsin staples.
Ooh, now, I love Cedar Crest.
I'm starting to get hungry just naming off all the things that I eat at State Fair.
Tune in this Friday, and Luke will have tickets for us. And you could be a big winner out there across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is, what is it, Fabulous Ticket Friday?
Free Ticket Friday.
Free Ticket Friday, I don't know. It started with F. We both like alliteration. I just couldn't remember what it was. We were talking about Milwaukee, but we gave you, so thank you for letting us give these tickets away today. We appreciate that. You brought up Sal Frelick. Now, this is a guy, a young dude who was drafted, 2 years ago by the Milwaukee Brewers. It was playing for the farm team, the Sounders. And there's a great video circulating around online of the manager after the Sounders played two or three nights ago, said, "You ready to play? You ready to play?" He points at Frelick and says, "You ready to play? Well, you're not playing here. You're going to the big leagues." And the clubhouse just goes nuts.
Yeah.
So all he does is just come up and be spectacular on both the offense and the defense. And as you said, hit his first home major league home run last night.
Yeah, he's playing really good baseball. It's excellent to see the prospects coming up. Like, that's one of the most exciting aspects of this Brewer season. And some people, like, watching two nights ago, or I think it was last night. Mm-hmm. It was either last night or Sunday night. It was last night because they ended up winning.
Yeah.
But watching, like, people in real time on social media criticize, "Oh, the Brewers, they had a runner in scoring position again," and they're, like, criticizing the team. And I get it. If you're a fan, you want to see the team succeed. And some people through the first half of this season have said the Brewers have underperformed. And that may be the case. There's no really
There's still no way to tell.
Right.
Last time I checked,
they're still in first place in the NL Central. And so it's interesting to just kind of see some of the criticism that gets lobbed at the team. But then when the rubber hits the road and it's the bottom of the ninth, Christian Yelich is looking like MVP-style Christian Yelich. And so not only is Christian playing great, the starting pitchers are starting to get into their groove. They're getting healthier. But all of these young guys that are coming up through the Brewers system and that we get to see grow up on the baseball field before our very eyes, like, this is such an exciting season, and I really hope that fans of the Milwaukee Brewers don't waste that away this year with the criticism of trying to say, "Oh, well, the team could have played better."
Right. And live in the moment. Enjoy it.
Enjoy the season. There's a lot of young talent on this roster. It could be very exciting to see where this team goes. And rather than try to criticize them for the risk, the runners in scoring position not getting home, just cheer on the Brewers, hope that they win, and just enjoy the game.
Just soak it up.
I don't know. It's
Mr. Zomers, I apologize. I'm producing the show on the fly. Did you get that? Look, this is how good this guy is. Understand, if you're going to get yourself a radio show, make sure you get yourself a producer like Aaron J. Zomers. Because
J is not my middle initial.
I kind of knew that, but I liked it because...
Like you said, he's producing the show on the fly, Aaron. Come on, just go with it.
Right. Okay, J is my middle initial.
Here's Sal Frelick after the game last night talking to the press about his just fairy tale first few games here with Milwaukee Brewers from last night after hitting his first major league home run.
Probably another one of those, like, dream about in the backyard sort of things. But can you just tell us about the moment tonight?
Yeah, I mean, definitely surreal, kind of blacked out running those bases. So don't really remember too much, but really happy to see one go over the fence.
Have you had a lot of those moments so far, blacking out, not remembering on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of it really hasn't sunk in yet, but I think that's just part of the game and going out, you know, and competing and wanting to win. It was so bad that some of the stuff doesn't really settle until after the game.
Do you feel like you're being yourself while you're here?
Yeah.
Like the type of player that you are, yes. Do you feel like we're seeing that here?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I thought, you know, I was going to hit a homer this early. I think it's definitely cool, but again, trying to be that spark plug in the lineup, getting on base, being really annoying for pitchers, and you know, playing good defense, being a good teammate, stuff like that. So I'm going to keep doing that every day.
What was your view of Joey's catch, and did you think he had a track on it?
As soon as it was hit, I knew it was going over the fence, and I knew he was gonna bring it back. So I've seen that happen too many times, and I just knew it was going to happen.
Sam, I think I heard your group was up to 18 friends and family. Are they hanging out for a while?
They were piling on. No, that was the peak yesterday. I think I went back down to just a few, but some of the boys are still here for this one. I think they're going back though.
Did the family have to go back?
My brother and sister did, but my parents are staying, I think, through the rest of the series.
What's it meant to like have them be part of this with you?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, all the money they poured into, you know, my baseball career growing up, and I think it's definitely rewarding for them just to see that all they've given me is kind of paying off, and, you know, I owe it to them, so to have them here is awesome.
There's Sal Frelick from Milwaukee Brewers last night, and Luke, I just love that because the 18 of his friends and family, you know, and you know, I talk about it. We have Brady Ewing from Richland Center who lives just grew up a couple of houses down from my mom and saw him play in high school and then walk out at UW, end up being a captain and going to 3 Rose Bowls and then making it in the NFL. And I know what a cool feeling that is to see somebody, you know, make it. I can't imagine what it's like having your flesh and blood do it. And I just love stories like that.
Yeah, no, it is the ultimate feel-good story around it. Best, the only other Brewer that had as good of a start as Sal Frelick is Paul Molitor.
Yeah.
Like, that is excellent company to keep. And so it's a very exciting season. It's a very exciting debut. I'm really excited to see what this young roster is going to continue to do. And hopefully they get to put together another W for tonight against the Cincinnati Reds.
7:10, the first pitch. Always exciting. Milwaukee Brewers baseball in Oshkosh and in Richland Center. A couple of minutes left here. Breaking news this afternoon. Former defensive coordinator and interim head coach of the Badgers, Jim Leonard, is picked up by Brett Bielema in Illinois, the Fighting Illini. What do you make of that?
The Badgers are going to beat them still this season.
I mean, I'm a big Jim Leonard fan.
I'm a big Jim Leonard fan, too.
And it's not to be a coach. It's an analyst. A football analyst.
Yeah, it's kind of like a special assistant to the president kind of role,
right.
I think. Is he kind of, you're not going to be the defensive coordinator in that role, but you'll be able to comment and share input on the football operations that will go on down there in Illinois. I've got some family members that are Illini fans, and I think they're going to be very happy with the decision, but I think the Badgers are still going to take care of business when they meet up this season.
And Badger football and basketball here on Civic Media throughout the year as well. You co-host the noon program, Pristine Hours, from 12:15 until 1 every day with William Walter. Town Call, what's coming up tomorrow on the show?
We're going to recombobulate on Wednesdays. We have Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation area joining us, so you can tune in for that segment beginning at 12:30. But it'll be a terrific show. Will and I have a great time asking questions, breaking down the headlines of the day, and engaging our listeners by having them call in and text in to share their thoughts.
Luke, my Tuesday is always better every time you're here. Appreciate you, my friend.
Appreciate you, Todd.
Absolutely. That's Luke Mathers. Catch you tomorrow at 12:15 with William Walter on Town Call. We have Cocaine Sharks after this on the Todd Ball Show.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky.
Unrelenting triple-digit temperatures leading to more heat-related deaths and injuries. Search and rescue teams in Los Angeles County are now urging people to file hiking plans due to the heat.
Even up in the mountains outside of L.A., temperatures have been in the mid-90s and much hotter than that down lower. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department is now asking anyone going hiking to fill out a hiking worksheet with the day's plan and to leave it with a friend or a loved one to help rescuers look for them. Dr. Eric Snyder says altitude and lack of water in the heat become critical quickly when stranded.
Remaining in that environment will lead to death.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
High temperatures continue in Greece, where the heat wave is not letting up. The country also dealing with wildfires. Two pilots battling the fires were killed when their plane crashed on a Greek island. The Teamsters Union, representing more than 340,000 UPS union members, announcing they've reached a tentative contract deal. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Former Burnett County DA Daniel Steffen will spend a year and a half in prison after a St. Croix County jury found him guilty of three counts of representations depicting nudity. According to the criminal complaint, Steffen filmed sexual activity with himself and two different victims at his home in Polk County in 2018. The victims didn't know they were being filmed. One of the victims was being charged by the Burnett County DA's office when the activity happened. After his prison time is up, Steffen will also have 2 years of extended supervision and 4 years of probation. The person hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake or east of St. Croix Falls Sunday afternoon has died. The State Patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person, 83-year-old Kenneth Golden of Amory, being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. On Monday, the State Patrol said Golden died due to those injuries. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night, and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a Tuesday. We're glad to have Mr. Luke Mathers along. Tuesday Tangents. Luke, always a great time had by all, and appreciate all of you being with us as well. Before we go any further on this cocaine shark story, which is, I find it fascinating. Anyway, I want to give this shout out to our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry. Now, he's been on this show several times, helps us out a little bit from time to time as well. And he informed me, because he came on last Friday when Tony Bennett, the late, great Tony Bennett, sang or passed away and had some of his remembrances thereof. So Jeff's dad, the fantastic Rod Perry, who for several years was an announcer and station manager at WRCO, now part of the Civic Media family. Rod's still doing a little radio himself. So want to let you know that Rod and Jeff Perry have put together a Tony Bennett tribute special, and it's going to be playing on the community station here in Monona, just outside of Madison, on WVMO. It airs tomorrow night, July 26th at 9 p.m., and again on Sunday, July 30th at 4 p.m. And I believe you could stream, just type in WVMO, the community station there. It's not a for-profit station, so we're happy to give that community shout-out to WVMO. And a great Tony Bennett special with Jeff and Rod Perry tomorrow on the 26th of July at 9 p.m. and again on Sunday, the 30th at 4 p.m. Check it out. I know I am certainly going. I mean, a lot of music history between the two of them, and play some of Tony Bennett's best tunes. Here on Civic Media, I want to bring you this story. I saw this and I said, see, now I know what I'm going to talk about. On CBS, headline, cocaine sharks may be exposed to drugs in the Florida Keys, according to researchers. This is a real story. This is not made up. So-called cocaine sharks are the latest nightmarish animal to make headlines. The phenomenon is explored in an upcoming Discovery TV show that will air during the channel's annual Shark Week event. Do you know, Mr. Zomers, we are in Shark Week?
I don't even know what that means anymore.
Well, you had the Tornado Shark movie and...
Well, yeah, Sharknado, yeah.
There's Sharknado. And now we're in Tornado Week. Anyway, they're celebrating this over on Discovery. Like Cocaine Bear before it, a 2023 film loosely based on a bear that consumed cocaine in the forest in 1985, the Cocaine Sharks show has piqued widespread interest before it even aired. It's a catchy headline and show title, but the experiments were primarily done by NOAA. Part of these experiments was filmed in Key West for Cocaine Sharks, and they told CBS News. Still, she said, there's a lot of legitimacy to this clickbait headline. She said the experiments were because large amounts of cocaine often being brought to the U.S. on boats washed up on our coast annually, especially in the Florida Keys. Just last month, the U.S. Coast Guard announced it found 14,153 pounds of cocaine in the ocean in nearby Miami. The drugs, I'll let you guess, Mr. Zomers, how much do you think 14,000 pounds of cocaine is worth on the open market?
Well, I honestly have no clue as to the
not a buyer,
value.
Not a seller.
Yeah, exactly. So you said 14,000 pounds?
14,153 pounds of cocaine found on the ocean floor nearby Miami.
$100 million.
Pretty good guess, but no, more. Worth approximately $186 million. Wow. So this expert in chemical transport and ocean current said if cocaine bales follow the ocean current, much like fish and sharks, there's a strong likelihood sharks are coming in contact with the drug. For the experiments, the marine biologist, his nickname is Blowhard, Tom Blowfish Heard, dropped bales that looked like bales of cocaine into the water to see how the sharks would react to them. They looked for behavioral changes, such as if the sharks were attracted to the fake bales of cocaine and if they chose to eat them over their typical food. Also used a stimulant similar to cocaine to see how the sharks were acting after exposed to that. The scientist says they did in fact notice some strange behavior, but there is no telling whether the shark behavior changes were associated with the exposure to cocaine or if it was just a coincidence. Images from Cocaine Shark show the sharks did swim toward the bales of fake cocaine. He says, quote, now that it's unusual, it could also be past injury or be a chemical imbalance, he says in the trailer to the show. None of the previous studies, however, have tested the drug on the sharks. They're not going to do that. In a 2021 study published by the Journal of Experimental Biology, they found methamphetamines, oftentimes called meth, causes addictive and behavioral alteration of brown trout. Are we spending money to find out how meth affects brown trout? And the poor brown trout, by the way. Because you don't want your trout on meth. That's a recipe for disaster right there. This is a serious problem, though, because wastewater plants are not equipped to deal with this kind of contaminant, according to the study. Quote, other contaminants of emerging concern, including prescription meds and other consumer chemicals, are similarly introduced into surface waters with the potential to alter the psychology and behavior of aquatic organisms, according to the study.
That is another reason, having worked in a pharmacy.
Give us the insight.
Don't dump your meds in the sink.
Or the toilet.
Or the toilet or anything like that. If you have leftover medication, if you have leftover medication, be it liquid, pill, any other form, bring it into a pharmacy.
Right.
And there's always a box that you can just dump your extra pills in and it is disposed of safely.
Did you ever see Cocaine Bear?
I did not. My roommates did, but I was out of town.
I guess it was kind of a good movie.
From what I understand, it's just a good old-fashioned brainless action movie
right.
that kind of is on the side of the bear, but also very gory. I don't really know.
Kind of on the side of the bear.
Like, don't mess with nature kind of thing.
As if the bear had an agent in the room when they made this movie.
Maybe. And they're like, my bear doesn't lose on screen.
So I don't know. Anyway, they have this. So, but in all seriousness, think about that. Think about thousands of pounds of cocaine in these drug deals in the ocean off of Miami, and it could not just the shark, could be any animal down there. And heaven forbid it washes up on the shore and some, kid gets a hold of it or something like that. So I don't know. Anyway, if you want to call in, we'd be happy to take your call on this. What's your feeling about cocaine sharks or cocaine bear? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Maybe at the end of this segment, Mr. Zommers' talents have dialed up a song about bales of cocaine.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's Bales of Cocaine by the Reverend Horton Heat. As soon as you
Wait
said—
Wait a minute. By the Reverend Horton Heat?
Yeah, I saw him live in Madison here.
Was that in a basement?
This one was not in a basement. No, it was at High Noon Saloon, and it was a great concert. It's psychobilly, so it's like rockabilly. But
oh, I love rockabilly.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically the same genre.
Yeah. Here's a texter in WAUK down in Milwaukee. He said, the kid would sell the blow to fund college. Well, I guess.
And that is Jeff from Shorewood. And, if by kid you mean me, and I somehow acquired bales of cocaine, it'd either be that or turn it into the police.
But you would have a momentary, at least you would think about for a second, boy, if I sold this, I could, finish up college or do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I would not be doing is trying it because,
right.
Well, I have some friends who are like, I'd try cocaine. For me, I have enough health problems as it is. No, thank you.
Yeah, you and me both. I would have no interest in trying it at all. What if you found a bunch of drugs like that in the street? That brings up an interesting question, right? What would you do with it? Would you turn it in to the police or would you try to profit from it? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. I see the way that my life goes and friends and family that know me, if I would try to sell it, I would be the guy that would get caught the first time by some undercover agent and end up in 20 years in jail.
I think I would too.
It's just my luck. Some people have the kind of luck where you could pick that up and make $100,000 and walk away. Not Todd. It's always, you always get caught in those kind of things.
I think I would also always feel guilty.
Yes. I concur with that. What would you do if you found a bunch of cocaine or illegal drugs on the street or in the water? What would you do?
What a question.
Well, you know, I thought it came up. That's what I love about this program. Sometimes questions just come up, and I like to hear from people. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I'd like to hear from somebody that just says, you know, I'd take it to my next party. You know, maybe be a heck of a party, right? Mr. Zombers is looking off into space right now.
No, I've got monitors over there. I was looking at the computer.
All right, very good. Well, this has certainly been a tangent-esque type of show, has it not?
Oh, definitely.
Also, if you want to call in about the sports thing, the Brewers, and also Jimmy Leonard. How about that Jim Leonard now working down for Chicago, for University of Illinois, down in Champaign? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on a Tuesday. As we said before, coming up tomorrow, Trygve Olson is going to be in from the Lincoln Project with some brand new research numbers. And I'm looking, this is an extensive survey. And thousands of people were surveyed on everything from politics to media to finances. And I stayed up way too late last night reading this multi-page report from Trygve. And I slept like crap. I kept waking up. I'm not going to tell you who. But I had dreams that two different people were fired here at the company. Not me, not you. But I woke up, I'm like, what is going on?
One of those weird nights.
Yes.
You have too much coffee yesterday or something?
Maybe not enough. Maybe that's the problem. Certainly no Cocaine Bears episodes. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Taking your calls on this news this afternoon that Jim Leonard, former defensive coordinator for the Wisconsin Badgers, also interim head coach last year after the firing of Paul Christ, had, I believe, hip or knee surgery on the offseason. And now has been hired by Brett Bielema to go down to Illinois, University of Illinois, and be an advisor. And again, good for him. I'm a huge Jim Leonard fan, but I'm not sure what the play is because he got this, you know, payout, as he should have, from UW. And so maybe it's maybe since he's not quote unquote a coach, but an advisor, it allows him to continue to get his payout for UW. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs or the politics of it all, but we shall see. Great guy, great coach. He will be a head coach eventually at some point, either in college. Of course, he had a shot to be the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, what, 2 or 3 years ago. Turned that down. Jim Leonard never met him in person, but I know people that have, so he's a great, great guy. Going to come back, switch gears a little bit, take your phone calls as well, and more of our time with Mr. Aaron Zomers on the board. Speaking of, play us to the break, Mr. Zomers. A little Cocaine Shark on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
And now I am a rich man, but I'm still a farmer too. But I sold my farm in Texas, bought a farm down in Peru. And when I get so homesick, I think I'm going insane. I travel back to Texas in a low-flying plane. Bales of cocaine.
Of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get them to Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before the start of the Matt Flynn Show following the national local news, a little weather as well. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. You're not going to want to miss it. Matt Flynn, always informative, going to give you some insight as an attorney, also as a former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And he's going to make you laugh a little bit. One of the great things about Matt is he's not afraid to laugh at himself. So I appreciate that. But a great show as always coming up at the top of the hour just after the news. Matt Flynn Direct. Then at 4 o'clock, Dom and Crute are in with the Devil's Advocates. Remember, it's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates at 6 o'clock, great new program, The Maggie Dawn Show. Also an attorney. A little knowledge, a little fire, a little spunk. Information, Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Then at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, wonderful guy, Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to all the programming, not just over the air on our many fine stations across Wisconsin, but also on the Civic Media app. Download the app today. Simply go to your app store on the Apple or Android device. Type in Civic C-I-V-I-C is in civics class, Civic Media, in the App Store search bar. Takes less than a minute. It's free, what we call a deal. The Civic Media app, you can take Mr. Zommers and I along with you every afternoon, 1 until 3, as well as the other fine programming here on Civic Media. Texter texted in here over the break. Great question. Will Jim Leonard be a future Badger head coach? And if yes, in what year? It's kind of a touchy question, right? Because I am very excited for Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badger football team this fall. But there is a theory out there, and we wish Coach Fickell all the best, but should it not work out for whatever reason, would Jim Leonard come back and be the coach? Interesting question. Will Jim Leonard be a future Badger head coach? And if so, in what year? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also, Mr. Zommers playing that great. What's the name of the song there going to the break?
Bales of Cocaine.
Bales of Cocaine. Talking
by
about
the Reverend Horton Heat.
Horton Heat. Play it, Reverend. From Waukesha, W-A-U-K, or in Milwaukee. Says,
which is Jeff from Shorewood.
Jeff from Shorewood. Now that I've made you a fake name for you, now he's calling you AJ. His middle initial is not J, but that's fine. Mr. Zommers, that was a great bump. As in bump music. And got to see my little 60-year-old brother's band, the Cork and Bottle String Band. My brother John plays banjo. I hear the Little Hillbilly is pretty good. The Cork and Bottle String Band. That sounds fantastic. I love a good bluegrass or folk band. That'd be fun to have them on. Maybe Jeff and Shorewood can link us up there.
And maybe we can go listen to them because they have some more performances this year yet, including August 10th.
Oh.
So that's coming up.
Fantastic. A couple of newsy items here before we go. Not sure what. Should we talk about X first or talk about those Republicans who have qualified for the Republican debate?
Let's talk about X so we can get it out of the way and I can stop thinking about it.
Okay. According to the Axios News Service, there's a new-ish social media app on the block driving the news. On Sunday night, Elon Musk began rolling out the long-teased rebrand of Twitter into X. Musk bought Twitter last year for $44 billion with the help of other equity investors and billions in loans. So finding the on switch for the money printers is paramount. Since the start of his ownership saga of the social media company, Musk has repeatedly talked about turning the product into a super app that bundles a slew of services into one platform. Musk also appears intent on reviving the X brand, one he's loved since the 90s, as a matter of fact. In fact, he founded PayPal, Musk did, and he wanted to call PayPal X. Apparently, he's obsessed with the letter X. I don't like this one bit, Mr. Zommers.
Me either. And I have to say that when I've seen a lot of tweets, I will not call them X's.
I'm not.
That's stupid.
All my X's live in
exactly.
Texas.
It just sounds dumb. It sounds like that. One of my favorite ones that I've seen so far about this is from Ryan Overturf on Twitter. He's just somebody who does board game stuff. But it says, "This rebrand is a grim reminder of how cool I would have found it when I was 14 years old."
Right? I don't know. I really fear that Musk is truly this time on the way to X-ing out Twitter.
There's another one from Mark Jacobs, a frequent guest of Pat Kreitlow, that says X-tinked.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
And Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project has a whole series of tweets talking about how if you have dog food that's rotten, it's just made of roadkill, and you have the greatest marketing agency on the planet, you'll sell great for a little bit, and then people's dogs will get sick and die, so they'll stop buying it. So you rebrand it, and maybe it'll sell a little bit again, and they're like, oh, this is the same stuff, and then they will never use it again.
Yeah, I don't know. For those people that don't use Twitter, you probably don't understand or get it, but Twitter, you know, I use it to get news. I find it as a curating system for like Associated Press or CBS News or things like that, and unfortunately now, the whole thing is going down the tubes under Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's throwing away almost two decades of household brand recognition.
Yeah. Sad, bad, not glad. Here's some good news if you're a Republican. A few people have qualified for the big Republican. The first presidential debate of the 2024 season will happen in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. We are making plans to be there ourselves to cover that. Coming up next month, I believe the 23rd of August in Milwaukee, there's a lot of qualifiers for these Republicans to get on the stage in Milwaukee. Here now, according to the Republican National Committee, here are the qualifiers at this point. The former president, he who shall not be named, no, I'll name, Trump is on. Whether he comes, that's up for grabs. Then we've got Chris Christie, he is in. Ronnie Puddin' Fingers DeSantis in. This one surprised me a little bit. Vivek Ramaswamy, the tech engineer guy who wants to raise the voting age to 25. I'm not making that up. Ramaswamy is in. Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence is in. Nikki Haley, also in. And Tim Scott, the South Carolina governor, or senator, pardon me, is also in. Can you imagine sitting at a dinner party with Trump, Christie, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Pence, Haley, and Scott? Give me a sharp stick in the eye.
I'd be afraid of going to jail just for being too right? close to Donald Trump.
Right. Oh, thank you to Scott Klug. the host of the brand new podcast called Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, which will be debuting this fall right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you to Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call, every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 with William Walter. And thank you to our engineer producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. And for you for listening, stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.